want to see the kind of industries that are opening up.
This is Local Biz Now with Joe Vagnone, where your business matters. Local
Biz Now. You have to determine what is working, what isn't working.
Joe Vagnone is a respected business broker, helping individuals buy and sell businesses. Joe has successfully owned and operated many companies in a variety of industries. This is Local Biz Now. Biz Now, because your business matters.
And you are listening to the number one talk business radio show in North Carolina. We're coming to you live from Burner Cigar Studio, home of finest premium cigars and cigar smokers in the world. Great people, premium cigars. Life is good at Burner Cigars, located in Burkdale Village. Please go by there and tell them Joe sent you and your first cigar is free. Wilton, I need my sign. I gotta have my sign. Do you have my Burner's sign? You took it. He took it from me. Anyways, we hope to inspire, inform, and entertain you, because that's what we do here at News Talk WSIC. This is Local Biz Now. I am Joe Vagnone, and we've been going strong for over 10 years. We have interviewed well over 850 small business owners and community leaders. We have well over 590 videos on our YouTube channel. Please go to Joe Vagnone Business Broker and check that out. You can listen to us live on the book, on the tube, on the X, on the pod, anything that you want. We appreciate it. And if you don't know Joe Talk, that is YouTube, Facebook, X. Wilton's got us someplace with some kind of pod. I'm not quite sure what it is. But if you want to see us or hear us, you can do it, whether it's live or after the show, you can do that. If it is Local Biz Now, your business matters. And if it's Monday afternoon, I always have a co-host, somebody with a big brain to keep me on track. This month is no exception. Matter of fact, she needs no introduction because she ran the show to perfection last week.
Perfection.
Matter of fact, Wilton saw me come in and he kind of got a little disappointed. Oh, you're here. I was really hoping Nicole was going to take over. So we have Nicole Greer. She's the founder of Vibrant Coaching and Consulting, executive coaching, consulting, and recruiter. Help companies build culture of happy people. I like that. Happy people working for their full potential. Build a vibrant culture with Nicole Greer. Nicole, thank you so much for being here. And thank you for filling in for me last week. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. You got to be with mom, right?
I did get
You're
the chance
a good
to be with
boy.
Mom. I did. Yeah, I'm a mama's boy.
Yeah. We
can
know.
You tell that? Can you tell I'm a mama's boy?
Yes, we can tell. Absolutely.
So, Nicole, thank you so much. For those that don't know, because you really did a nice job of plugging Brad, and you didn't give yourself justice last week.
What?
I want to make sure that we do that. Vibrant Coaching, tell everybody what it is.
Yeah, so I have a little company, and it's called Vibrant Culture. Since the last time I was here, we rebranded a little bit, so it's Vibrant Culture, because I started out doing coaching in 2007, but since then, I have added so many things to the list of services that we do. So we do everything from recruiting to executive coaching to training to HR interventions, all sorts of things. So anything that helps you develop a culture where people are happy, they're engaged, they're working, they love what they're doing, that's what I can help you do.
So, okay, here's what I want to do.
Okay.
Two times you've been on the show.
Yeah.
I've not been here.
Right.
And both times you talked about something that was really intriguing.
Hmm.
And that was integrity.
Yeah.
And you defined it in a way I'd never heard defined. And, you know, I'm in the business of selling small businesses. So it really caught my attention. And I thought, gosh, I've never thought it described that way. And it's so true. Because I can get it right one day and really mess up the next, right?
Absolutely. And we all do.
Can you describe that to me? Because your description of integrity, really, it kind of hit home for me.
Yeah. So, well, first thing I'm going to say is people are a little delusional about integrity. Everybody thinks that they are a man of integrity or a woman of integrity.
Because I did it once back in 1982. Right. I got you.
And so here's what the deal is. We're all striving for integrity, but here's the truth about it. It comes and goes. So integrity is like from the same root word as integer, which means a whole number. And so I don't know about y'all, but like I have moments where I'm not completely whole. I don't bring myself 100% to the party. I'm a human. And so people need to get a real grip on that, right? But the whole idea behind integrity is that you're a man or woman of character. And I have this list of 48 character traits that I work with, and they have four main categories.
Well, and now I know why it's so hard for this to happen. I didn't realize it was going to be 48, you understand?
Right. And think about it. And there are four categories it falls into. So these are the four main ones, and then they have nuances, right? So the four main categories, the first one is wisdom. So I know right from wrong, but I don't always exercise perfect wisdom, right? So that's something I need to continue to grow into. Also, there's courage. So sometimes I am very courageous. I step in, I run radio shows when my friend Joe calls me. Right. I do all sorts of things like that. But then there's other places where maybe fear takes over and fear, you know, dominates what I'm doing. So it's always a constant striving to be more of a woman of courage, right? Then there's another meta factor, we call it, the four different meta factors, is this thing of resilience. So you get knocked down, you get back up. You not get knocked down, you get back up. Some days we bounce back up. We're like, you know, those, remember those weebles that wobbled but didn't fall down? You know, do you have days like that? And you have days where you're like, you know, it could take me a couple weeks to recover from this. And then the final one is humanity, is this great love for people and putting other people before you. So I don't know about you. Have you ever been selfish, Joe? I know probably.
No, me, no.
Right. And so like sometimes I do have like an agenda. And really, I need to be taking care of other people, or I need to take what's going on in their world into consideration. So to be this well-rounded person, you need to be a man or a woman of resilience, humanity, wisdom, and courage. And then there's 12 nuances within each one of those.
So what really got me, right, was when Tracy first was describing, and way to go, Tracy. She said, Joe is a good man of integrity. I love you, Tracy. Way to go. And you said, well, let's clarify this. And I'm thinking, that no account, no good for nothing. I can't believe Nicole. And then as you started describing it, it fit Joe to a T. In other words,
and everybody on else on planet Earth.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. There are moments in my life when I am prouder of what I did and said and then other moments.
100%.
Yeah. And so I'd never heard it described that way specifically.
Yeah. And, you know, I think because we are human, there's this old saying, I don't know if you probably heard this before, but when you feel like you're going to lose it, you're not at your best, you're like, wait, I got to get a hold of myself. You need to halt and check yourself. And so HALT is an acronym for hungry, angry, lonely, tired. You know, so usually, you know,
No, I haven't heard that.
Yeah. So I, you know, you've seen the Snickers commercial though, right? You know,
right. Yeah.
And so it's like, I have been a little snippy when I need some, you know, some food, some water, you know, I have been a little snippy when I'm angry, I'm not getting my way, things aren't going my way, or say I'm lonely as I feel like, am I doing this all by myself?
Right.
Right. And then of course, tired, you know, we all fall,
yeah,
you know, to that.
Okay. Let's take a break. We come back.
Sure.
You can't be a co-host without bringing something to the table, but I went to your website and I got something I want to talk about.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay,
let's do
it. You are listening to Local Biz Now. Your business matters. We'll be right back. Yeah, you are listening to the number one live talk business radio show in North Carolina. We are coming to you live from Burner Cigar Studio, home of the finest premium cigars and cigar smokers in the world. I want you to go buy Burners and tell them Joe sent you. The first cigar is on me. We appreciate Burners being our sponsor. We hope to inspire, inform, and entertain you. That's what we do here at News Talk WSIC. This is Local Biz Now, where you're business matters. We are here talking to Nicole Greer, founder of Vibrant Coaching and Consulting, executive coaching, consulting, and recruiting. She likes to help companies build culture of happy people. I like that. Happy people. Yeah. Working to their full potential. Build a vibrant culture with Nicole Greer. Now, Nicole.
Yes.
I went to your website.
Yes.
Which is a great website, by the way. I mean, it's
Isn't it cute?
It's just full of information.
Yeah, it is.
Well, what's cute is all the different photos of you in different settings
and
all that sort of stuff. So I can tell you had fun putting that together.
I did.
So we ask co-hosts always to bring something from the Google, but you got one of those big brains, so you are the Google. So I got something, and I want to go over because I thought it was pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
And that is 5 tips for vibrant communication.
Yeah.
This is one of your area of expertise. I know you to be a expert in helping people communicate and also grow as a leader. That is how I see you at your best.
Oh, thank you.
So I chose this one because it kind of fits. I can see why you would write this, right?
Right.
And so I want people to know if we go through this, this is somebody that absolutely gets it. And this is not just somebody guessing here. This is somebody that's done a lot of research, a lot of work with a lot of different companies and professionals. So all of you out there listening, pay attention because you're going to get a tip or two that is coming from an expert. And then I might throw my opinion in if I disagree with her or
okay.
not. Oh, boy.
If you got to. I guess it's your show.
I got to, Nicole.
Okay.
Okay.
Wilson, help me.
Oh. Wilson, she wants you to turn the mic off right about now. Okay. So 5 tips for a vibrant communicator. Communication.
Yeah.
Number one. Mm-hmm. Be present in the communication. Describe that to me because I only see that in my mind. Like years ago when I was talking with my child, I really had my mind someplace else. Yeah, right. We'll do that in a minute. We'll do that. Is that what you're speaking of?
Yeah. And I would say that behavior is alive and well in most businesses. You know, people come to you, can I talk to you? Yeah. And then they want to multitask. They want to sit there and continue to do what they're doing and think that they can listen to you. But the truth of the matter is, we all know this, multitasking is a myth. You cannot multitask. Your brain can only do one thing at a time. And so you need to be
present.
You're
the person that taught me that. I did not know that. You taught me that.
Oh, well, the research has been shown time and time again that you cannot multitask.
There is no such thing as that.
You might be a quick clicker. Like, you can go back and forth between 2 tasks, but you can't do 2 things at one time. And so the thing about being present is, there's some very old good things that we can learn from communication that's been around since the Dale Carnegie times, right? So the 1920s, he's like, make eye contact with people. And today we have so many distractions. If I were to go into your office and you're sitting at your desk, you've got your laptop right in front of you, you've got your phone sitting there, your telephone. One thing I suggest to leaders is, if somebody comes in to talk to you, say yes, you should have like a little table with 2 little chairs in the corner or someplace you can go to, like get up, get away from your stuff, sit down and actually talk to people. It will blow their mind.
See, and when you describe that, that's Nicole. Like, that's what you do. Right.
That's what I do.
I know that. Well, I'm the guy that says, yeah, what do you want? You got 3 minutes. Go ahead and tell me what you want, right?
Yeah.
So I get it. I hear you telling us, find a way to pay attention.
Yeah. And, this thing about you said you love this happy people thing I've got on my website. Well, here's the truth of the matter. In SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management, they do a survey every year and they say, what are the things that we're worried about? And everybody's like, we're worried about employee engagement. Employee engagement is at all-time lows. And they think that means that we need to have like pizza parties or ping pong tables in the lobby or whatever. And we don't need any of that. I mean, it's really nice to have.
You just listen.
Right. Engagement is like talking to the humans that work for you. That's what employee engagement is. And, here's the thing. People have good ideas and they have, if they have a complaint, it just might be legit. And they might be helping you out before something gets farther down the road.
That's right. I tell that to customers, to clients of mine all the time. When the customer is complaining, I bet you there's an opportunity there.
100%.
And if you hear it 3 or 4 times, it really is a business model that needs to be fixed. So you're saying the same thing with staffing. If enough employees are saying this, it gives you an opportunity to solve something.
That's right. And you will look like a hero if you ignore it, you bypass it, you overlook it, then you're really setting yourself up for big problems.
And you look like a Joe.
Okay, got
it. Yeah, that is for sure. Next.
And we kind of talked on that. Number two is be an active listener. You threw the word active in there. What do you mean by that, active?
Yeah, what I mean by that is using all of your body parts to listen. So here's the thing. I can listen to you with my ears, but I can also just hear you. So the difference between hearing and listening, there's a fine line there. So hearing is the physiological thing where, like, you know, tone and things are coming into my ears. But then if I listen, I'm really using my mind, dare I say this, my heart, maybe even my soul. You know, I'm like listening with my whole person to what you're saying, using compassion, empathy, discernment, you know. And then the other thing we can do is we can listen with our eyes. You know, sometimes somebody will be sitting in front of you and they've got their arms crossed or they've got a frown on their face.
Right.
Or, you know, it's like, you know, I know that you're saying that everything's okay, but you got your arms crossed, you got a frown on your face. What's up? You know, and that's my favorite line.
What's
you know,
up?
Everybody write down what's up. You can just say to people, what's up? And then people will tell you if you can build the trust. And so if you're present in your communication and you're actively listening, you're building trust.
Hearing you talk.
Yeah.
I can remember the last time you and I were on the radio together, you told me I was not a very empathetic person. I went home and told my wife that.
And she said, and she I love yeah. Nicole Greer.
She said, yeah. I said, well, you think that's true? Yeah. So maybe I don't really like people.
If we go back to empathy, you know, we're talking about the four different quadrants.
But the point I'm making is this is not as easy as you describe for somebody like a Joe, right? It's easier for a Nicole to be empathetic than it is for a Joe that's ready to move on to step 3, 4, and 5.
Well, you know, here's the thing. We all stand in choice, you know, and I can just choose empathy, but you have to be conscious. And so I guess what you're saying is some people need to wake up. You know, my daddy would say, wake up, smell the coffee, you know, and his way of saying that, like, you've got a little blind spot.
Right.
But I mean, you know, having empathy, it's just a choice. And it's one of those four quadrants. So it's under the humanity quadrant, right? It's one of the 12 nuances of loving people is having empathy for them. And empathy is not the same as sympathy. You know, I don't have to feel sorry for you. I just have to understand what it's like to be in your shoes the best I can. And I can't 100%
figure
that out. Yeah.
Okay. Number three.
Okay.
I love this one.
Yeah.
Speak slowly, because this one seems to hit home for Julie, right? Number two hit home for me.
Okay.
Number three hit home for Julie. Stop making assumptions. I love this. See, in my world, everybody is assuming they know something about the buyer or the seller. And the truth is, you can't possibly know what they're thinking, right?
Never.
I love this one. This was great.
Yeah. And so it says right here in the little article that Ann Strutt, my little mentor, who's from Statesville, she tells me all the time, I'll be telling her something. And here's what I think he's thinking. And here's this, that, and this. And I'll tell her all this stuff. And she's like, stop. We don't know. You never know. How do you think you know? Do you have ESP? I don't think so.
Right.
You know, so really what we need to do instead of making assumptions is do what I call asking powerful questions. Right. So before you assume somebody's thinking something, doing something, just ask, you know, and be forthcoming and create that rapport between two people. Do the active listening, all of that. We all know that assume stands for don't make an ass out of you and me, right? So, you know, I think it's really important to not make assumptions. There's this, here's a Google thing for everybody. Go on and look on YouTube for Chris Argus. He's got a little video called the Ladder of Inference, and it talks all about what happens when you make an assumption. So,
you know,
excellent resource.
I did a certification for Harvard on negotiation, and this is one of the things they had you do. They had you tell us what you thought the other side was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
And 82% of the time, you're wrong.
Right.
So these assumptions are not working in your favor if you're trying to do them. So I love this one. It was great.
Perfect.
So let's keep moving. We got number four.
Okay.
Respond when somebody communicates. This is hard also because sometimes I'm not in the mood to deal with it.
Yeah. Well.
She gave me that same look again.
Yeah, you got it. If you're in leadership or you work for the company, you better be in the mood. That's okay. What you get paid for. You get paid to be in the mood to work. That's what you get paid for. I mean, you know. But I would talk to people and they're like, well, he doesn't return his email. And I'm like, well, then he needs to be coached. He needs to be sat down right. And said, this is our policy on returning email. And you need to adhere to it.
Right.
How
okay.
can we help you?
Last one. We've only got 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Illustrate your point.
Yeah.
Can we do that fast?
Yeah. I like pictures, drawings, whiteboards with things on them, diagrams.
Sometime with Joe, a beat on the back of the head.
A strategic plan, maybe a club to the head, whatever it takes.
Nicole, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You just heard 5 tips for vibrant communication from Nicole Greer, founder of Vibrant Coaching. Okay, you didn't do this very well. I'm going to give you another chance, okay?
Okay.
I want you to say your business matters with a little bit of attitude.
Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
You are listening to Local Biz Now. If it's Monday afternoon, do it.
Where your business matters.
There you go. Yeah, she got it. We'll be right back. Yeah. Welcome to Local Biz Now. This is the number one live business talk radio show in North Carolina. We are coming to you live from Burner Cigar Studio. Let me prove it to you. Fire it up, Wilton.
Flames can be fierce, but they can also fuel tranquility. Discover the serene side of life with me, Josh Johnson, as we help you explore the world of cigars at Burner Cigar. Ignite your passion for relaxation and elevate your moments.
Okay, I want everybody to know how much I appreciate Burner Cigar being our sponsor. We've created a program. You know, I used to just give away a cigar, but now we're making you hold this sign. Those of you on the radio, we've made some signs kind of funny, and one of them says, this cigar is on Joe. If you hold it and then put it on social media, the cigar is free. So I'm still buying it, but you got to do just a little bit of work to get that free cigar. Again, this is Burner Cigar. Go on by there. Their first cigar is on me. I appreciate it. Thanks, Josh, for being there. And they are getting ready to open up their second location after 13 years in business. We will support them well in Denver area.
Nice.
Thanks to Burner Cigar area. So we are here talking to Nicole Greer, my co-host for the entire month, founder of Vibrant Coaching Consulting, executive coaching, and consulting and recruiting. She can help you build a vibrant culture. Do that with Nicole Greer. Nicole, I have always known you to be the person to help us slow learners with communication and leadership. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you being here this entire month. And I thank you for the last couple of weeks you had to do it without me.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. We had a good time.
Now that we know you can do that, don't be surprised if Julie doesn't call you up.
That's all right. I'm on the sub list. I got it.
So one of the things we do is invite sharp, intelligent, strong women. Most of you that listen to the show know I'm all about that. I married one, been around sharp, intelligent women, and today is no exception. We have Emma Soy. Am I saying that right, Soy?
That's right. You got it.
She is the founder of Gentle Shepherd Care. Thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We didn't know each other, but I saw your video that you did with Bill Russell on the Chamber. Uh-huh. Bill Russell does a really nice video. I think he calls it Spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
You were on that. And you were talking about aging seniors and how you help them.
Yes.
And as I was watching the video, I was thinking, wow, she'd be a great guest on the show. Well, Julie had already booked you. And so
another bright, bold, amazing
right.
woman in his life.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I will try and make this interview as good as your interview is with Bill Russell, but please go to Lake Norman Chamber website and you can see all of the stuff Bill Russell does with all of the chamber members. So your tagline is Better Way to Age for Seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So walk me through, what does Gentle Shepherd Care all about?
Gentle Shepherd Care is all about caring for the older adults. And we're not just caregiving, but we do elder care.
clearly, Nicole, they really care, you understand. I mean, they actually have empathy.
They do.
You know
what I mean? And I'm just sitting here listening to her voice. I mean, I already can feel it. And she has empathy.
Oh, there's no question about it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's that's loaded why, with it.
That's why she gave me that mean look when you and I were talking. She could tell I didn't have any, so that's why.
But as a nurse, it's just like it becomes second natural. Like, mm-hmm. Right. We started a home care company about 5 years ago. That was before COVID. And I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for over 35 years, and that's what I do. I care for older people.
You ain't that old.
Oh, yeah, I am.
She's using good cream.
Good cream.
That's it. She knows all the secrets. She's a nurse. She's got the download.
But when I started the home care company, my idea was I would like to help older adults to age well with dignity on their own terms. I discovered many things. One of the things that I've discovered, many people are really not aging on their own terms. Even though they say they want to age on their own terms, they do not age on their own terms, number one. Number two, a lot of people want to age well. They do not age well. Because one of the reasons that I've discovered is because nobody plans to age. Most older adults will have a funeral plan. They buy funeral plots. They don't have any plans how they're going to age. So I tell people, unless you have like a sudden death, aging is the next step. You age before you die.
I really just want to go in my recliner. You understand
you? Most people would like
that. That's what she hears all the time.
Now, did you know that most people would love to just like go to sleep and don't wake up?
Yes.
Right. Because they think that's the best?
Yes.
Or just drop with a heart attack?
Right.
Well, that'd be the best, but
you don't choose that,
right?
Right.
And because you don't choose that, if you're not going that way, you're going to age.
So you are making me think about tomorrow. You know, I looked in the mirror. I just turned 60. Mm-hmm. I looked in the mirror and I was playing with my face. My wife was behind me. She started laughing. What are you doing? I said, I'm looking for that 30-year-old. What happened? I don't know what happened.
He is in the rear view mirror.
That's right. And that's what you're talking about. It just jumps up on us. And next thing I know, I'm going to be 75.
But it's not a bad thing.
No.
It's just not a bad thing. See, the thing is, here's another line that I have now. If you don't plan it, someone else will plan it for you.
That's right.
If you don't plan it, someone else is going to do it for you. It may not be the way you want it.
Okay, first of all, if somebody wanted to reach you, because I know there are many people listening that mm-hmm. need you, right? Mm-hmm. Tell me how they can reach you.
Gentle Shepherd Care. Go to Gentle Shepherd Care, or they can call me at 704-209-5040. Well, anytime, there's always somebody to talk to.
And Julie's got that on the book as well for you as well. So walk me through, what do you mean by planning? Like what is step one in this plan? Okay.
Step one with planning, number one, start with talking about it, being aware. Because most people have plans, it's in their head. Oh yeah, this is what I want to do. But they have no idea what it takes.
No, you know what the planning is for my wife and I? We're going to get a smaller home, make sure they got the no steps and they got the rails and the ramp. That's right. Yeah. That's the only thing I've ever thought of.
So let me tell you something. So one of the things that I do when I talk about planning, the reason that I come up with these things is because I see them, right? Number one, let's talk about health. Because as I said, unless you drop dead, the heart attack.
Who knew I was going to be looking forward to dropping dead quickly?
Something is going to take you, right? Some health problem is going, that's the how. And most people are living with some kind of chronic disease. You know what? Heart disease, high blood pressure.
Diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Those three things, they triads, they come together and they just get worse and worse, right? The other thing that can take people down is the cognitive, issues, So something is going to go with you, So most older adults are dealing with something. If you have a pill for something, there was a reason for having that pill, right?
Right.
I'll give you an example. I was meeting with a client one time, and I go meet with her, and her daughter, who sent me, said, please go meet with my mother-in-law. She doesn't want care. And I think I'm afraid I don't want her to fall. I go meet with her. She sits there. She tells me everything is so well. She said, I'm doing so well. She said, I haven't been in the hospital for years. She said, I do everything. And I ask her, do you take any medication? She said, no, sweetheart, I take no meds. And then I ask her a question. I said, so tell me about your sleep. How do you sleep at night? Do you sleep well? She says, oh, sweetheart, if without those little pills, I would not sleep.
Okay. It's called delusion.
I'm like, what little pills? She said, go back, look at the bedside table, you see. And as I walk to go to her bedroom, I looked at the kitchen. I see a little bunch of little bottles. I'm like, what are those bottles sitting there for?
Just for heartburn and for this and for that.
I took it. I said, you take this medicine? She said, yeah, I think I do. I said, well, this is for high blood pressure. Oh, she said, well, maybe
it works
I do.
Good.
I picked another one.
I didn't even realize I had it.
I said, this is for a heart pill. She said, heart pill? Okay, well, maybe I have a heart issue. So,
but I'm fine.
Fine. So those are the kind of things that we start looking at, because as people age, if they are having some health issues and they are on pills, there are things that you need to know. How do I manage them? Because the whole point is you don't want your mom or dad to just exist. You want them to thrive. And how do I make sure that they thrive? Well, they have to be managed well. Their medication have to be managed. Their disease process have to be managed well. And how do you do that? You got to plan that. You can't just let the person just live and they're doing well until one day somebody just fall. That's not happening.
And I need somebody like you to take all these pills and make sure they're not working against each other or create a problem. Yep. And other than a nurse or a doctor, we wouldn't know.
Yeah. But you know what happened is, when an older adult sees so many doctors, the eye doctor, the heart doctor, the lungs doctor, and they don't talk to one another. So
Right. Let's take a break. When we come back, I'm going to come after you hard on memory. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Rush Limbaugh?
What? Was it Rush?
Rush Limbaugh.
I think it was Rush. Like, he's just...
Welcome to Local Biz Now. I am Joe Vagnone, and you are listening to the number one live talk business show in North Carolina, home of Burner Cigar Studio, home of the finest premium cigars and cigar smokers in the world. Great people, premium cigars. Life is good at Burners. Go by there at Burkdale Village, and they will take care of you, and your first cigar is on Joe. My co-host for the entire month is Nicole Greer, founder of Vibrant Coaching. You wanted to tweak that a little bit. I said coaching, but you said you've changed the name a little bit.
Yeah, I do so much more than coaching now. So we help people build a vibrant culture.
Culture.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got it. I will remember that for the next time.
All right. Fantastic.
Okay. In any event, what you do is help companies build cultures of happy people. I like that.
Yeah.
Working to their full potential.
Happy people do better work. That's what I know.
Amen. Nicole Greer, thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We're also talking with, which I'm sure is going to be my new best friend, because I'm sure I'm going to be calling you.
Yeah, he needs help at the house.
Emma Soy. Emma Soy, she is the founder of Gentle Shepherd Care, which is in-home care.
In-home care.
What type of in-home care do you actually do? If I call you, what is it I'm looking for help with?
So, my goal is to help the older adult age in their own homes. That includes, for example, planning, managing, and caring. Because most people think caregiving is two aspects. There was the caring, the actual care of the person.
Right.
There was the managing of the person. Because when your mother cannot make her own doctor's appointment, when she can't take herself to the doctor's appointment, when she cannot manage her medication, when she cannot direct her own care, like cleaning, laundry, determine these things, someone else have to manage them for her in order for her to age in her own home.
You
so
know,
that's management.
It's funny that you say that, because my sister and I fight about this all the time. My sister's watching my mom. And I said, oh, come on. She's an old woman sitting in that room all day long watching TV. What's so hard about that? And you're absolutely correct. She has to manage the all care aspects of her
care. Yes. She has to manage all aspects of her care. And then the actual caregiving is the person who comes in and help your mother get out of bed, wash her up, do her hair, do her feet, walk with her. That's the caregiving.
Right.
But when that caregiver leaves, that care continue on 24/7. Someone need to watch over your mom.
Okay. Remind everybody, if they were, if they're listening, how can they reach you?
Call me 704-209-5040.
One more time. This is radio.
704-209-5040.
Because Emma cares. I can tell.
Yeah, well, she thank does.
You. So, okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Memory.
Mm-hmm.
That all you men out there listening, this is a scam. This is a fraudulent situation that's happening. I see it firsthand. Emma, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hypothetically, if I happen to be married to Nicole, stay with me here for a second, okay?
Happen.
For 37 years, by then, ask my wife, she'll tell you, she tired of me, okay? So she realizes I might not remember it's Tuesday. You understand? Hear what you women are doing to us men. You taking a journal and you writing down when I don't remember my times table. And you remember when I don't remember my ABCs. Or back in 1947 when I lost my keys to the car. You taking that journal and you going and talking to these pretty little in retirement communities. Next thing you know, she locked me up in one of those minimum security retirement homes. This is happening. How did... So, okay,
wait,
I made
say
joke
all
of
that
it.
Again so I can write it down.
Minimum. Did you say minimum? Maximum?
Minimum security retirement community.
Write that down. I like that.
A guy with a badge, but no gun.
They are locking us men up because you women are sick and tired of us. So how can I prevent my wife...
Is that memory care unit?
How can I prevent my wife from using the journal, write down every time I forget my times tables, so I don't remember it's Tuesday? Who cares? I'm retired, for God's sake. So I decide I want to go ahead and get a drink of water twice in the same 5 minutes because I forgot if I got a drink. Who cares? That ain't enough to be shipping me in the minimum security retirement community.
Minimum security, retirement security. So I like that.
Can I protect myself from my new wife, Nicole, wanting to get rid of me as fast as she can? This is a scam. All you men out there.
Now, where did you get wind of this?
Yeah.
It actually happened to my neighbor. That's why I brought this up. And I spoke to my sister, and she said there are a lot of women that say, now my sister's in therapy, right? So they would be more open than, say, maybe you, right, in your situation. I don't know. But so the women are, they sick and tired of these men. They had enough of these men. And the men are like, they're hard work, you know, during the day, and they're trying to get rid of them. They want to put them in the minimum security retirement community.
So let me tell you something.
How am I going to stop this from happening?
I am glad you brought that up.
I'm glad you are, too, because I'm nervous.
Because
he should be.
Men and women.
For those you didn't hear, Nicole said he should be.
I'm going to start with this.
Okay.
Men do not take responsibility for their own health. Number one. Everything is left up. And it's just not you. It's not just you. It's just most people.
No, you describe in my family well.
Most
exactly
men
right.
would let their wife do everything for them in regard to health.
That's right.
So what would stop them from putting you in the minimum
security retirement community?
If they've done everything else, they've set up your doctor's appointment, your dental appointment, your foot care, your this and that.
Oh, you're saying
they've
I'm
done
setting
all this
her up
stuff.
For that.
They've done their stuff for you before, right? Why would they not, you know, why would stop them from that, right? I mean, it start with people taking responsibility.
Okay, you got me there. You got me there, okay.
For their health.
Okay, you got me there. But what's to stop her from taking that journal, writing down, you know, because I had three or four extra vitamins yesterday, said it just only two. She saw me take three by mistake. Or I tripped on the stairs.
I don't think it's his neighbor. I think it's him.
So how can
He's
I?
He's a little passionate.
And here's my problem. These minimum security retirement community, they locking you up in there.
But
Emma, they locking you up in there, Emma. So how can I make sure I don't get locked up
she
in
there?
She
told you.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
You plan your own aging process. You get involved in that yourself.
I need you to help me so my wife don't do it. Oh, that's
you,
it.
You put a plan together yourself and you participate in it. And you get it not in your head, but in writing, and you get it legalized. This is what I want. This is how I want to age. This
Even
is where I want
if
to
I
do
can't
it.
Remember my times tables, I'm staying home. And you just bring Emma in the house.
Whatever
Emma
that
take
is.
Care of whatever I need.
So
because can't
thing is,
I live just as fine
you
in my
can
home
live,
as,
You can live at home no matter what stage you are in.
That's what I want
no matter
you to
what
say.
I had a client who had Alzheimer's and dementia who lived right on the lake. The first thing her kids told me, and when I went in there and I said, do you want to put her in the memory? She said, Emma, this is why we hired you. I never want my mom to ever go to him. She said, listen, Emma, look at her. They're going to lock her up in the memory care unit. Here in her own apartment, I want her to move and do whatever she wants. She can go take a walk. That's why I hired somebody to be with her. She's not going to get lost. So I want her to... And you know what? She died right in her apartment. In a beautiful condominium.
And that is a
watching
beautiful
the
story.
Water.
And that, because that's exactly what you're after, right? I mean, these people work so hard for the home that they're in.
Oh, that's right.
Answer this question for me.
But as I said, you got to plan it yourself.
Okay. You got me there. But answer this question for me. Can I not stay in my home with the care I need, even if I can't remember my times table?
It doesn't matter what.
But about the same price as if I'm in a minimum security
you
facility.
You don't have to go to a minimum
security
facility ever.
That's what I want.
Because no matter
here.
What the care that you need, you can receive it at home. The only thing that can stop you is your money.
Exactly. Yeah, but if you're already spending it on a minimum security because they got beautiful tapioca pudding.
If you plan it, if you don't plan it, it's going to cost you way more. But if you plan it, it will cost you because you're managing it. Let me give you an example. The client that I was telling you about, who lived in Lake Norman, when we started care, her children planned this whole thing. We would progressively increase care until the time she was declining, we provided 24-hour care. The daughter told me, Emma, if we didn't plan this like this, I would have put my mom in the minimum
retirement community. She
said, I would have done that about 6-7 years ago. That's about $100,000 a year. So she said, because of the way we planned it and we increased care, I only spent $100,000 one year, which is her last year as she declined. She said, so we plan it. Because if you don't plan it, you will spend the $100,000 for 6-7 years in a lack of security, minimum security retirement center.
Emma's buying
and
into this.
And I'm not
against,
and I'm not
I'm
against because we work together with them, right?
Of
I'm not against
you
that.
Do, yeah.
But
no, no,
as
listen,
I said, you know.
If you want to go there, go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't want to go to minimum security retirement community.
Yeah, I like
I
that. I have to write that down.
Cornelius.
I like this.
Cornelius in the recliner with a cigar
in
their hand.
Home. Yep. But you got to plan it. If you don't plan it, someone else will do it for you.
Thank you, Emma, so much. I really do appreciate this. You are listening to Local Biz Now with Emma Soy. She is the founder of Gentle Shepherd Care. I need you to call her. Listen, men, I need you to call her before your wife suggests a friend come over, take you to lunch. Boom, locked up. Minimum security retirement community. You can't come home. If it's Monday afternoon, you're... Business Matters. We'll see you next week.
Serving you better than ever before. WSIC, Statesville. W290DK, Mooresville. W264CU, Statesville.